1967, the Viterbi algorithm came along for maximum likelihood decoding of convolutional codes. But Viterbi didn't know that it was maximum likelihood decoding. In fact, I was one of the that paper very nearly did not get published. I happened to be one of the reviewers of that in 1966. The title of the paper, it says an asymptotically optimal decoding algorithm, because it was not known then that it was optimal. And the other referee was very hard on the paper and didn't want it. Andy told me later, he said he was really thinking just of forgetting it, throwing it in the wastebasket. And but then I had seen him and we were talking. I said, no, don't do that. I said, the very fact that you can show that this exponent of error probability is greater than it is for block code is of importance. Be sure you publish that paper, which he did. And he's always thanked me since then. But nobody, why didn't Viterbi know that? Well, if you read Andy Viterbi's paper, you won't be able to figure out what that algorithm does, because he was describing it in terms of the details of making comparisons and on sequence. And every step in there is fine, but the thing that he didn't have that we all have nowadays are trellises, that you can draw the set of encoded sequence on a convolutional code as the paths, as the labels on the branches through a trellis. And as soon as you do that, it becomes obvious that the Viterbi algorithm is maximum likelihood. In fact, a school child would have invented the Viterbi algorithm if he had seen a trellis. And that was Dave Forney's, in my opinion, greatest contribution to the theory of convolutional coding, was drawing that first trellis. And when Dave drew that this was in a report, a Codex report that Dave wrote for NASA in 1967. And when he drew that, then it was easy for him to give the proof that the Viterbi algorithm was in fact maximum likelihood. But more than that, it made it possible to understand what was going on and possible to start seeing how one could make changes to incorporate certain features that one might want in the algorithm that weren't in the basic algorithm.